TED Audio Collective.
You're listening to TED Talks Daily. I'm your host, Elise Hu. And did you know it's possible to resurrect the voice of 3,000-year-old mummies? Today's speaker, speech scientist David M. Howard, is doing that work. And in his 2021 TEDx Vienna talk, he unpacks how he's making it possible. After a short break. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple. This show is brought to you by Schwab. You're here to keep a pulse on environmental trends. Well, now you can invest in what's trending in electric vehicles, renewable energy, water sustainability, and more with Schwab Investing Themes. It's an easy way to invest in ideas you believe in. Schwab's research uncovers emerging trends, then their technology curates relevant stocks into themes. Choose from over 40 themes. Buy all the stocks in a theme as is or customize to better fit your investing goals. All in a few clicks. Schwab Investing Themes is not intended to be investment advice or a recommendation of any stock or investment strategy. Learn more at schwab.com/thematic investing. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Fidelity Investments. We've all got old things lying around. Listen, if one of those old things is an old 401k, it's time to take care of it. Whether you've recently left a job or you're just making time to get your finances in order, Fidelity can help you explore options for your old 401k. A Fidelity rollover IRA has no account fees or minimums. Plus, you can choose from a wide variety of investments. Learn more about options that may give you flexibility for using your money today and for your future. It's an easy-to-follow rollover process that makes it simple to get started online in under 15 minutes. And just in case you need any help along the way, you'll have access to one of Fidelity's rollover specialists. So why leave that 401k lying around? It's time to make sure you keep your money working as hard as you do. Learn more about a 401k rollover at fidelity.com/rollover. Consider all your options and the applicable fees and features of each before moving your retirement assets. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
I want to talk to you today about how it is I talk to you. Critical to human existence is that our voices define who we are. My voice is me. Your voice is you. Voice is our main means of communication, evolved over millennia. And I want to argue today that there are three vocal resiliences for humans. We need our voices for all kinds of things. We transmit verbal information, ideas, feelings, emotions. But more to the point, our identity. You answer the phone, and very often you recognize somebody before they've even said what their name is. It's also the way we call for attention if we're in trouble. And of course, it also provides the lyrics in singing. So, voice is fundamental to human living. In speech, in different acoustic situations, in the presence of competing sounds, and in song over millennia. And part of what I want to say today reflects on the millennial part of this. But first, let's look at the three resiliences. And before we do, I want just briefly to think about the role of hearing, particularly the role of mankind's creation of devices that can play very loud sounds. Sounds that are louder than any human voice can produce through the application of electronics. So over roughly the last 130 years, we have the potential to break the human communication voice-to-ear train because we are damaging hearing over just a century and a bit. Having evolved over millennia our communication system. So these are my three resiliences. The first is resilience to other sounds in the environment. The second is allowing us one-to-many communication. And the third is to preserve the voice over millennia. But I want us to remember there is little resistance to loud human-made sounds. And that, I would argue, is an issue that's getting worse. We need to act to both understand the problem and to protect our hearing. Many of us carry devices around which can cause hearing difficulty if you play them too loud. And hearing issues, of course, these are not on an evolutionary timescale. These are on a very short timescale. So here's the first one. Other sounds in the environment. Sounds of nature. We have evolved a redundancy in our speech specifically that allows us to hear speech in the presence of natural sound. So if, for example, there's a thunderstorm or there's heavy rain, then there is what we call masking in the sound. And I'm going to do a little experiment. I want to demonstrate that you can understand my voice even if we cut the high end off or cut the low end off. So the way we're going to do this is we're going to listen to the low end first, and I'm hoping that my microphone is connected now to a filter as I
give you a demonstration of just the low end, and I hope you can still understand me.
And now would you switch it so we only hear the high end, a so-called high-pass filter.
And now, I hope you can still understand me, even though I sound a bit sibilant.
I hope you all understood what I was saying. Now, that means that if you're only able to hear the low end because of some high-frequency noise that's in the environment, we can still communicate as human beings. And vice versa. If you can only hear the high end because there's rumbles of thunder and other things going on, we can still communicate. It's a wonder of vocal evolution. Resilience two. Now, I have to admit, I'm cheating. I am talking one to many, and I'm wearing this thing, and you can hear me because of the loudspeakers. But if I was an opera singer on this stage, I wouldn't have a microphone, I'd have an orchestra between me and you, and loads of people in the auditorium, and yet you can hear the words of the opera singer without a microphone, without loudspeakers. And the way they do it is they engage that aspect of the human voice, which I won't use over a microphone. And the way that works is this. The voice box is here in the neck, it's where the Adam's apple is. And of course we have two ears. When I do that kind of sound, I create a narrow tube, as shown by the light blue arrow, in the larynx area, and that tube matches in dimensions the tube here and the tube here. So in engineering terms, we set up a transmitter and a receiver that are tuned to work together. And again, that is an evolved way in which the larynx has developed to allow us to do it. And you don't have to be a trained opera singer. If you're in danger, you know how to do this because it's a natural something that's stored in the brain from evolution, which you can switch in time of real need. Let me go to the third one. Now, this is the one that's been alluded to, was the question that our group asked. Can we recreate the sound of a 3,000-year-old mummy? It's an interesting question. And the answer is that we can if we can recreate the tube between the larynx and the lips, because that's the tube, the so-called vocal tract, the mouth and throat, that I'm using now as I speak to you. And we then put this on an artificial larynx, which we can then play a sound through the loudspeaker, and we get the sound of this vowel. Of course, it's not speech, because to speak, I have to move my vocal tract. I have to move the articulators. And this, of course, is solid. But in this particular case, Nezyamun, in English, that hieroglyphic means true of voice. And Nezyamun wrote that he expected his voice to be heard in the afterlife. So this work was not just a technical, can we make the sound? It also had a message, particularly to Egyptologists who study mummies, of something rather special. So we are hearing a voice from 3 millennia ago. So, as I started, my voice is me. Your voice is you. Our modern noisier world is a challenge. And it's a challenge from the last 100 to 150 years. And it's something that we need to think about. We need to think about it in terms of the numbers of humans who are getting hearing problems because of the noise around us. And if we're going to thrive as humans, we need to communicate with each other, and we need our voices to do that. And I've suggested 3 areas of vocal resilience. So please, look after yours. Thank you.